Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about block sanding existing paint and kind of using it as a filler, you know, as primer surfacer or something like that. Because I had a video on YouTube where I'm block sanding a deck lid and, you know, it's just hadn't had any primer or anything applied to it. I'm just using the existing paint on there to identify any lows. And I had a comment on there, so I thought I would kind of expand on that comment a little bit. What it was is I was sanding and you know, they'd commented, well, you know, if you can block something out without the use of primer surfacer, you know, that would save on primer. And that is a good point, because, you know, if that's all primer surfacer is for, is to fill the surface, to fill in, you know, small imperfections. So if there's a real minor low, like, you know, small hill dent or a little scratch or something, you know, if it sands out before you sand down to the metal, you know, there's no need for a primer surfacer. You can use the paint as your, you know, as your filler. Now, obviously, if, you know, if you cross sand it and you identify some low spots, you know, some spots that say glossy after sanded, you know, that's going to have to be repaired. But, you know, if it blocks out, you know, that's the whole purpose of it, is to block it out to where, you know, it is level and smooth. So one thing I do want to mention, if you're trying, you know, block something out to find lows or to block, you know, minimal damage out, and if you sand through and hit metal, you're going to have to do something with that metal. So you can use an epoxy primer on it, which is, you know, really good for corrosion protection, or you can use some self-etch primer. But if you blocked it out, let's say you started out with 220 to, you know, block everything out, and then move to 320, and then final sand with 500, and if you never hit metal, you're ready for paint. So, and depending on the system you use, you may use primer sealer, but, you know, that's not required. Primer sealer is only to help hide the different colors underneath. For example, if you're painting something that's red metallic, and you have a gray primer spot on there, it's going to take a lot of paint to cover that gray spot. However, if you use a primer sealer, you make it all one uniform color, and that way you won't have, you know, the shades popping through the base coat after it's clear coated. But anyway, I just thought I'd expand on that a little bit and mention that, because that was a good point, that, you know, if you are using your existing paint to block out, and everything blocks out fine, you know, there's no use for primer. And the comment on the video even said, you know, they may even guide coat it. And that, you know, you could do that. You could guide coat a surface before blocking, just like you would with primer surfacer. So anyway, I thought I would mention that and kind of give you something to think about. Another thing, if you're wanting to find some more information about, you know, block sanding or body repair, painting, gun adjustment, you know, I've got some resources, and to get to those, you go to collisionblast.com/AmazonBooks, and that'll take you to several books I have, ebooks I have, publications that will teach you about the different aspects of auto body and paint repair. But anyway, that's all I have for this time. Also like to mention, be sure to go to collisionblast.com/autoshow. Have different videos on there from time to time, you know, talking about, you know, does that really work? Or test products to see if they really work or not. Estimating and DIY how-to videos. So be sure and visit that. And that's it for this time. Talk to you soon.